positive. I think it was Wilson, North Carolina, tested positive. And there's another woman in Viquay Varela, she tested positive. So it's going around. It's pretty serious. I heard a deal told they said about 41 or something like that 2 days ago, but I'm sure it's higher than that now. That stuff is taking people out.
I thought people that killed each other at that little toll table.
What was that? Seems like the numbers is changing every day, and the world, the worldwide cases, and that type of thing. But I tell you, this stuff ain't getting smaller. Don't seem like it. It seems like it's still getting bigger. So y'all, let's pray for the coronavirus, and let's pray for our president too. I think he's trying to do the right thing. I know every time he turns, they some of them want to criticize him. When he shut down travel from China, they said he was racist. And now they say he ain't done enough. If he goes to the right, they'll say he should have went to the left. If he goes to the left, they'll say he should have went to the right. But I don't know. You can't really say nothing about Trump without somebody turning upside down or getting mad or something. But anyway, I think he's been doing pretty good himself. But one thing for sure, we're going to have to pray to the Lord to help us with this stuff. I think he's on the right track with that. It don't look like they can slow it down fast enough for this world. It's growing faster than they can stop it. But let's pray that the Lord will help us. There's a stopping point to it. I know it's probably going to take a while, seems like, but there's a stopping point to it. And I just about guarantee it's man-made stuff. It's a man-made virus. You can just about believe that. These viruses and stuff don't pop up out of the middle of nowhere. Ebola and Zika and all this other stuff. Bird flu and rabbit flu and everything else we got. Whatever other kind of stuff comes along. But let's be praying about it. Let's ask the Lord, and it's the National Day of Prayer, so let's ask the Lord to help us with it. Let's ask Him to help us in everything. We need the help of the Lord every day, every minute of the day, really. This world's getting worse and worse. It ain't getting no better. The Bible says that the love of the world will wax cold. And the world, as far as love goes, has waxed cold. And is anybody else got a request? We'll go ahead and take that request.
She didn't call it morphine. It's a new medicine that's come out.
I know they gave a lady some morphine one time, and she was talking about how the paint was moving on the wall or something. pray for one and Reggie too. They're still trying to get over that wreck. I tell you, the Lord, sound like the Lord spared him, if you ask me. As bad as May's been broke up, operating on her lungs, her back, hip. Let's pray for her. She just got out of intensive care like day before yesterday. She was in intensive care for almost 3 weeks. So let's pray for her. Anybody else? Yeah, let's remember that. Let's still remember Mr. Klein. Have you heard anything else on him?
Well, Mr. Klein, his son told us today at church, they don't really want a lot of people to know, but they did some tests on him, and he has internal bleeding and cysts in his stomach, and they said he may have throat cancer, but they don't have the results. They were supposed to get him later on in the week. So he just said to pray that that's not what it is. But they were
going to
run some more tests, and that's all
they know. Yeah, let's pray that he'd be free of cancer. Boy, that cancer, that C word, that's a bad word, that C word. Mm-hmm. I don't like to hear cancer. That's up there in the top three. Let's still be praying for Tony, Sister Ethel. Let's be praying for them, Lord, heaven. God make a way. Anybody else? All right, let's remember to pray one for another. And don't forget Jimmy Powers and Andrew Smith and Woody Cooper. They left the other day, the first and last week, Sister B going to Belize, down in South America, on a missionary trip and all. And I said something about y'all going now this time or something, I said, but he said, yeah, they was going to be at the airport the next morning. They'd get up at 5:30 and leave to be at the airport on time. A lot of people leaving the country may not even get back in. But let's pray for them, the Lord will bless them. That's what I told them. I said, well, I hope God will bless you. So let's pray for them. Let's remember Carrie and John, Brother Samuel, Lord in heaven. All right. Anything else?
I'd like to put in a prayer for my dad.
Let's remember that. Jason Albright. Let's remember that. Lord, say, bless him. Put him on the right track, whatever the problem is. I tell you, God's got the right way for all of us. I believe there's one place where it said, what I say to one, I say unto all. Is that right? Sounds right. Praise the Lord. Might have to check that. But anyway, anything else? All right, let's find us a place to pray. Let's go to the Lord and pray. Lord, we do appreciate you tonight, God. We know all things is possible with God. The Bible says nothing is impossible with God. And Lord, we know that you can fix every problem, every situation. God, there's nothing that's out of control when it comes to the power of God. There's nothing too far-fetched. There's nothing too far for the hand of God to reach, Lord. And God, we pray, Lord, that you'll bless this country and all the countries, all the world with this coronavirus, God. God, help us, Jesus. Lord, you know exactly what we must go through. You know what tomorrow holds. And God, we know that you can hold tomorrow. God, we pray that you'll bless us, Lord, to go through everything that we can make a passing grave, God. God, we want to pass from this life to the next life, God. We want to hear you say, well done. And God, we want to have faith in you, be encouraged, and have confidence and trust in you, Lord, that all things work to the good of those that love the Lord Richard, Sammy, Carrie, John, God, Anita, Tommy, God, Carmen, Sid. Remember her and her children, Lord. God, do this in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's so much going on, God. People can't even see, Lord. People can't even see what God's doing. Lord, open the eyes, open the heart, and they're hearing. God bless them in Jesus' name. Lord, be blessed. God bless the little church, God. We'll keep moving forward for the Lord. Keep trying to do a work for God. Bless the little church. God help us in Jesus' name. Do bless us.
Thank you.
picked up pine cones and sticks. Sometimes when you clean up and straighten up, you might mess up something else that you didn't mean to. But anyway, I probably should have said something.
I didn't know it.
But it had just started going in a sack or two before I come over there. That bookity bop.
We need to do the bickety bop.
Anyway, sometimes it only takes one button. You know, you don't have to push a lot of buttons these days. Or you just say one thing and push that wrong button and somebody jump up your face mad as far. They'll do it. They'll jump up. Omar, whatever her name is out there in Minnesota, congresswoman, she's talking against Israel. Boy, they're about ready to chuck her out of Congress. Talking about being paid off by the Jews and everything else. The Jews being paid off by this country. They invented a word for that. It's called anti-Semitism. That's the only thing it means, is being against the Jewish religion and Jewish belief. That's all that means, that one word. They created a whole word just for that. You can't be committing anti-Semitism in this country. Everybody in this country is for Jerusalem, for Israel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen, somebody.
Praise the
Lord. Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, that's God's people. That's God's country. Somebody said, oh, you're just like a Jew. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're against God's people, you're against God. You might as well say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. They don't amen that too much, but that's the truth anyhow. If you're against God's people, if you're against Israel, if you're against Jerusalem, if you're against anything really that's God's got to do with, you're against God. That's the devil's word. In case nobody don't know that, that's the devil's word there, to be against God. Ye love the light or ye love the dark. He said he come, and the people that didn't love the light, they loved the dark because their evil, their deeds were evil. Praise the Lord. I know I didn't quote that just right. That's what it says. All right, let's sing another song. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I got Jesus all the way. Amen. I'm glad Jesus all the way. A to Z, start to finish. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's keeping me all the way every day. Praise the Lord. Amen. You've been a lot of trouble.
135 in the hymns of spirit.
Let's try another book. Praise the Lord.
Life is so designed that makes us all smile. Thank you.
that brother Robert Lee, we went over there to Salem Church over there in Laurinburg one night. They sung that song, I don't know, for about 30 minutes, same light. Brother Robert Lee said, help me remember that song. We got to sing that song. That was the first time he had heard it. Me too. First time I'd heard it. Well, we got to church the next morning. He couldn't hardly to wait to get to that one there. He will keep and guide me. Praise the Lord. And what did he say? Keep me from all wrong. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know there's a lot of wrongdoing these days. Taking a lot of wrong turns. Say the wrong thing. Do the wrong thing. But Jesus will keep you. He'll keep you from all wrong. Amen. Let's sing another. Somebody got one? Sister Lisa, you got one? Sing one of yours, Sister Amy. Somebody sing one. Praise the Lord. I thought that was talking over there with that bass guitar walking in. I said,
me too.
I said, no, he ain't doing all that. That's the Lord. I tell you, sometimes you get to hearing things, you don't know which way it's coming from. You don't know where it's coming from, I reckon. But one thing for sure, the Lord will keep you and guide you. Amen. You, if you get off on the wrong track, it won't take long. If you follow the Lord, he'll get you back on the right track.
Thank you.
saints is coming up out of the ground. In John 5:25 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is." That just that now is, that just means it's on the way. Now is on the way. The hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God.
Yeah.
And they that hear shall live.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If you got an ear to hear, you'll hear the voice of God when He calls. Amen. Praise the Lord. We will pass from death unto life. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
If the Lord don't split the eastern skies, you're going to die. You ain't going to live here forever. Your days is numbered. If you bring God there today, your days is numbered. I can't tell you how many you got left. I can about tell you how many I got left. Praise the Lord. The Lord, He didn't give me 15 years. I'm working on my next 15. I want to make it down 75, according to that calculation. But if I don't, I'm looking for the Lord either way. Amen. I really don't want to go the way of the grave. I'd rather see Him split them eastern skies and call us all home. Amen. This mess has been done away with. He's going to clean this world up. It's going to be clean for 1,000 years. That's the millennium. He's going to clean this world up, 1,000 years of peace. Amen. He's going to show this world one day that He can rule and reign in this world. And it will be like He intended it to be to start with. All right, y'all pray for Sister Amy. Good Lord of heaven.
Numbers chapter 1, start with verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their poles. From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron, shall number them by their armies. Now, if you will, turn with me to 2 Timothy.
Bless the Lord.
Chapter 1. And verse 6, that's 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Chapter 1, start with verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I'm going to read verse 6 again. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Thank you for those that stood. In Numbers, he told him, he said, take a census, a record of everybody of the children of Israel. He said, it's been 2 years since we come out of Egypt, since the Egyptians were killing us, since we've been come through the desert, and I want a record of all the people. And in my book, Sister Nancy, I have a record. It's got them by the tribe, first census and the second census.
Right.
Everybody recognized and recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Lisa, that's really what the Bible is, Brother Doc. It's a record of everybody back in that time, Sister Lisa, all the things that happened, the good and the bad. Daniel's got a record. It said when he was 10 years old, the king come and kidnapped him out of his hometown and took him to Babylon and told him, said, from now on, this is how you're going to act, this is what you're going to eat, and this is what you're going to wear. And Daniel said, no, I'm not. He said, you let me eat just 10 days. I believe it was 10 days, wasn't it, Daniel? Said, of like I do when I was at home, and said, let the children of Babylon eat what you would like them to eat, and I'll prove to you that we're smarter and we'll be fatter and more plump than what your children eat.
Yes.
Said, if we just stick to what we know and do what we're supposed to, Sister Dana, when it's all over with, we'll fare out better. There's a record in that book of what Daniel went through. When he got up some size, it said that he was a good man, a good advisor to the king. Sister Nancy said everything he done was perfect. There was no fault in his work. There was no condemnation in him nowhere. You couldn't find nothing wrong with Daniel. Help me out. Come on. Well, if we're going to go, we're going to go together. A preacher is as useless as that pew without a congregation. And the congregation got to have the preacher. So let's go together. Children. He said, Daniel was perfect. There's a record in the book that tells you all about Daniel, Mom. And then he said, he got up and they started accusing him. They said, he's too perfect. The king likes him too much. So we're going to find fault somewhere in Daniel. So they said, well, tell the king to make a decree that he can't pray. And Daniel prayed anyway. There's a record of angels coming and ministering unto Daniel. There's record of it in the book. When Daniel was at his lowest, the Lord picked him up. He said, you had to stir up the gift that was within you. Sister P, there's a record of things that everybody in the Bible went through, of every hardship and battle that they faced, of every mountain they ever climbed, every victory they ever fought. And if you look hard enough, you can find some in your own record, Sister Dana, that'll uplift you when you're at your lowest. He said, write down a record and find yourself a place where you can thank God and move on to fight the battle. Sister Dana, if you look hard enough, you can get something out of all God's done for you to give you enough victory to keep fighting on.
That's right.
Come on, y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
Help me out.
Yeah.
If you look hard enough, Brother Dalton, when the devil comes to you and he tries to make you depressed and downtrodden, it says, look at all the bad that's happening. I'm fighting tonight. Help me out now. He said, look at all the bad that's happening. Look at all the hardships you're going through. All the heartache and the pain and the strife. Sister B, you just pull out that record book. The kings would pull it out when they couldn't sleep at night. They say, read to me some about a victory. Give me something. Give me some peace in my mind and some peace in my heart. And that's what you got to do, Sister Dana. Pull out a record book. One night I was laying in the bed and I was sick. And there come a feeling on me that delivered me from whatever ailed me. One time I was facing the devil on my job. And there come a better job than paying more. I had victory after victory after victory. And now when I get down trying and depressed, I look back over the record.
Look
back over your record. That's why in the Bible they kept those records. It says, so somebody gonna need to see what we come through. Poor old Moses. Poor old pitiful Moses. He's taken away from his mama, taken away from his daddy, wasn't raised with her. Probably when he got up some size by the time she finished nursing, he might not have even known what she looked like.
Yeah. Right.
He finds out he's an Israelite, and the first thing he does is kill an Egyptian for beating an Israelite.
Yeah.
Then he gets stranded, lost out in the desert, gone, kind of cast away. He was a prince. He was used to living a certain lifestyle, and now that's all taken away. It's all gone, Grandma. It's just gone. In the past, and now he's out in the wilderness. He meets up with some people, starts tending the sheep. He probably never worked hard a day in his life, and now he's tending the sheep. The Lord spoke to him out of a burning bush, said, "Go get my people." So he goes back, and he's 9 plagues of Egypt. Then they get out in the desert, and Pharaoh's chasing them. Then he faces the Red Sea. Then they grumble and they complain. And the Lord delivers them out of the Red Sea, delivers them out of the hand of the Egyptians, delivers them food when they're hungry, delivers them water when they're thirsty, out of the rock. Sister Dina, that was a lot to look back over and say, "Lord, I'm so thankful that I've made it from there to where I am now." I tell you what, we have a lot to be thankful for. Where we've come from, how far we've been, Sister Dina, sometimes we forget, lest we forget where we've come from and how the Lord has brought us out. Sister Dina, you were so much worse off when you were out in the world than any mountain or valley or river or demon you're facing right now. Because way back then your soul was lost. But now your soul is found, and you have you walking hand in hand with the hand of the Master. And I tell you what, if you look back and find yourself something through your life, you can find yourself something to be thankful for. He said, "Get my record out." He said, "And find me a man, find me men that's ready to stand up and fight the battle." Sister B, you can't let your reserves get down and depleted while you're so beaten down and downtrodden from what the devil's doing that you can't get up and keep going on. You find yourself in a place where you can find something to thank him for and find out that he's good and he'll continue on helping you just like he's always helped you back then. You pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you fight on. We've come too far to turn back now. You have to pick yourself up and fight on. Sister B, and it said it was going to get easier. This world's looking terrible right now. It's looking terrible. You know, we're not really worried about the virus, but we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how much the government's going to move in and start telling you what you can and can't do. And it's not so much a virus that's the threat. It's really the government. It's how they're going to hold us down. Keep us contained. Telling us what we can and can't do. This is going to be when all the stores is closed and all the jobs is closed, it's going to be nationwide panic. And it's at that time when it's the darkest hour. You got to trust in the Lord to see you through. And you have to stir up that gift. He said, "Timothy, you got a gift. You wouldn't be here if the Lord hadn't predestined you to be here." No, nothing don't happen by chance. He sees where you are from the day you're born. He knew you before you were thought of. And he's carried you all the way. And he's got you where he wants you. And I tell you what, Sister Dana, don't nothing happen without him knowing about it. So you pick yourself up. You dust yourself off. And you fight on. We got a battle to fight. And I tell you what. There ain't no soldiers, army, air force, like the army of God. And we in the army, Sister Dana, they think they're fighting and doing something good, but I tell you what, it's truly the prayer warriors and the saints is fighting these battles. But I appreciate the Lord tonight, and I certainly appreciate y'all. I tell you, we need to take a moment, gather around the altar or wherever you are and pray. We got a lot coming up and a lot going on. Need to pray for the week ahead and pray for each other. You know, Mama said this morning, she said, there may be a time when we can't gather together. So that's when you read your Bible and it's staying in your heart and you're praying up those reserves when you ain't got your Bible, when you can't come to church. As he said, hide the word in my heart that I might not sin against God. You hide it. But I appreciate the Lord and I find your place and pray just like you feel. Mm-hmm.